Walter had a good one ready, and we even keep it short. Hit primaries, rhinos, Russia, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Crimea, Akon, a bill they passed to Minnesota, like all kinds of crazy stuff in there. So make sure to check it out because we will get to it all, and it's very important after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. All I'm going to say is ding dong, the bitch is dead. Politically, at least.
Yes.
Where everyone thinks I'm killing anybody. We also told you so, you stupid cow. Your father's still a psychopath, by the way, as well. Dodge is. Yeah,
that creepy video didn't help him.
Dodge is discontinuing the Challenger and the Challenger and Charger next year. To put more emphasis on their electric vehicles, which I think is going to backfire because, again, they're non-sustainable, physically impossible, except for child labor in the Congo. I forgot, that's still okay. Slave laboring children around the world, okay. Yeah, to do something that won't make a difference because we could stop all our emissions in the country right now and it would not make a difference in the world.
Not everyone else is
polluting because everyone else is polluting. That bad. Even the smart environmental people agreed and said we could go to 0% right now, wouldn't make a fucking difference. Nothing would get better. We would stop.
Nothing. They want to spend money on renewable energies? Why don't they collectively all get together at the U of N and take that shit, mix it all up, figure out how much money we need. Then everybody kitties into the fucking pot. Equally, I might add.
That'll never happen.
And then you go to places like Africa.
We are America's police. We're the world's police. We give the money for everything. We fund everything for the rest of the planet.
Well, if there's any smart politicians out there listening,
that's called an oxymoron.
It's like
military intelligence or military grade. Well, this is military grade.
I'll pass.
I'm good, thanks. What? Be like I'm playing blackjack. What?
We got those hand-me-downs from the army. We know what that's like. No thanks. Anyways.
Oh, and Leonardo DiCaprio's climate lawsuits while using his private jet to fly around the world and talk about it. You know, just like everyone else. I find it amazing all these people putting millions into these climate lawsuits. And flying around in a private jet, destroying the planet any more than I
could. Taylor Swift's defense, she never claimed to be one protecting the climate.
Don't bring up Taylor Swift.
I don't normally like to talk about her in a positive way either, but hey, in her defense.
I just don't like talking about her.
Her flying her jet, she never once claimed that she wasn't.
And I've been
like,
sitting.
She never once was like, climate.
I've been sitting in this chair for 2 hours already. That was cool. Sound like a gremlin, demonic thing. That's cool. Yeah, I've been sitting here for 2 hours and well, so I just don't have patience for Taylor Swift. She hurts my head.
What I was getting at is,
think of all
unlike all the other idiots burning up her jets, at least she never said, "Hey, I'm protecting the climate."
At least not that we know of.
Well, I haven't heard it yet or seen it written anywhere yet of value.
They could put it across the front page of every newspaper in the country. I wouldn't say
I said of value. I don't believe in those.
Newspaper, website. I do get
hilarious laughs out of newspapers, though, speaking of that. Look at there.
For what?
You know what that's code for?
Improving roads and schools. Right.
That's their way of saying, hey, please don't ship me in the can. But guess what? Tudor Dixon's going to put her in a garbage can.
I'm just saying, like Sean's down here from PA. You know, it's just so nice what to actually be able to drive on the road and not like be playing shit, like trying to save which side of your front end you're not going to blow out today. Like, it's amazing, isn't it? And we get taxed so much less than you guys do in most of those states. I have the stats. I actually have these stats down there as to how much each state spends per mile of road.
It's not pretty.
Taxes and all that are way up there. Amount of money you spend per mile of road, way up there. Quality of roads, absolute shit. It's amazing how the people who spend the least amount of money on the roads actually have some of the best roads in the whole entire country. And I still don't understand why Hawaii has interstates.
Can't have an interstate. If you look up the definition of an interstate,
I know, but they have. Hey, I didn't tell them to have them. I didn't tell them to have them, but they have them, and they're like interstate.
We should ask somebody. So, who's the other state you can enter from Hawaii?
Yeah, it's just random things that I hear. But anyway, Liz Cheney. Anyway, like Liz Cheney even conceded. She lost so bad, she said.
Exactly.
Fafo, you fucked around, well, and now you found out. Her,
a smart politician, unlike her or her father, who's got this, I don't know, whatever the fuck his creepy death man stare and talk is that he's got going on, but whatever. He's an idiot. With that being said, smart politicians, back to what we were talking about earlier, wanting to spend money for fucking climate. They'll go over to Africa and everybody pitch in the same fucking amount. And they say, hey, here you go. All this money we're going to waste on solar, here you go. Boom. Here's all the solar shit. Set up your solar stations. Take each region and figure it out. But no, see, because that takes insight, not oversight. That takes an equal amount of money from every country, not just the United States funding everything. If a smart politician was smart, he'd hop onto that program real quick. But hey, what do I know? Anyways, moving on to elections.
Again, oxymoron. Smart politician.
And
they all start out, most of them, really smart. It's just, well, the second they get there, all their brains and everything gets taken over by corruptness and...
I don't disagree.
Shafting us. Well, yeah. I still love all their constituents saying that we need to tax the rich, and then they're also saying that we should mandate vaccinations and force everyone to get it. It's like, you do realize the federal government's paying all of these companies that are already really, really filthy rich billions of dollars to pay for the dosage for this stuff out of, like, so we're making them rich or, but don't worry, they're just mad about Elon Musk. Never mind the people that we're making, you know, they're just hemorrhaging money out of their ears. They have so much now because all these vaccines and stuff. Yeah, because, you know, people are stupid. People hurt my head. People are the reason I might have a drinking problem some days. Because I'm reading and I get to so much people, I'm just like, nope. And then she comes home from work. She's like, rough day? Just people.
People suck.
I've read too much people today. I'm done peopling, except for NASCAR posts and wrestling posts, because those people are actually just stupid. So it hurts. So it makes me chuckle. It's not like the level of just blatant ignorance that's in the political world.
I wouldn't even give it ignorance. Ignorance is giving it credit. Political world don't have ignorance. Political world has corruptness, well, stupidity.
I don't mean the politicians. I mean the constituents that vote for all of those people. They're just blatantly
ignorant. Yes.
Politicians know exactly what they're doing. People voting for them that listen to their words and not their actions, what they're just ignorant and dumb. And
that's the only negative thing I had to say. Politicians about
Charles, like, but the people that, you know, the politicians, they know what the fuck they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They're just lying through their teeth about it because they know that idiots won't read anything, won't follow up on anything. They'll just believe them, which is just like, I don't know. Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. I mean, do we need to continue the list of all the times you've been lied to your entire life? We're the government and we're here to help. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I mean, what? It just continues. Nothing.
Government says that. I'm running the other way.
Give something to believe in. Don't be a politician. Unless it's John Kennedy coming out with something to make you chuckle. You can believe that's going to happen. Otherwise.
I love that man's analogies. I just thought I'd say that.
Never mind policies or anything. Just the analogies.
Speaking of that.
Did you
by chance actually see the numbers for stupid ass leaving Wyoming?
No.
Oh man, it was priceless. I knew I had to bring them up for you, Ski. So here's what we're sitting at. Where'd she go? Where's Dummy? Nope. Nope.
Hey, you big dummy.
Yep. And that's what I'm looking for, is dum dum. Well, I had it. Anyways, her numbers. What do we got here? Nope, not the one I want. Anyways, her numbers, she had lost by almost, if I remember correctly, 40%. Man, where'd the other one go? Anyways.
You're saying she got slaughtered.
Oh, yeah. She didn't just lose. She got her butt got handed to her quite literally. I mean, I mean,
minus a few, with pretty damn near batting 100% so far. I mean, yeah. And everyone made a big deal. Oh, look, he lost these two states. It's not as powerful as he, like, woohoo, he lost two. And you realize, well, all the people he's backed have won, like, all the other ones except for those. Like, well, I'm sure it's up 10 by now or something, but, like, there's a lot more than his people have won as compared to those, like, 10, 15 that they lost. Like, they've won a lot.
And well, last time I think she won, the last time she was up for election, she won with 73 or 72.3% of the votes, something along those lines. This time, her opponent almost got 70% of the votes. Damn. Like, she was damn near doubled.
Yeah, I can't even, a lot of it, people are going to say, the impeachment and all that didn't help. But it's part of the bigger problem, which is what none of them noticed, like, to, you know, Democrats and the rhinos like her alike, never noticed that while you were sitting around just attacking Trump all the time for 4 or 5 years, you didn't do anything, which is why my mother stopped being a Democrat for the first time. Like, she always voted, you know, independent, but switched by. They didn't do their job for over 4 years. They just sat around bitching and moaning and attacking this man every day, and we got nowhere. That's not what they get elected to do. So that could even be a lot of just Jesus Christ. Well, they're just tired of the stupid. Do your damn job. That could be a very large portion.
What it boils down to in almost every area where you said something just a moment ago to point that out. Constituents will only take so much before they're like, okay. One, this is seriously costing me, and it's just not sustainable for me on my income. Which I feel like that's a sentiment that's felt across every single township in America. And I can say that with certainty. There's no questioning it. There's no gut. There's no, maybe not. No, guaranteed every single township in America is feeling that shit. And so when you have people like Liz Cheney come out and say this, do this, say that, do this, and say, oh, you're for America. You want a government for the people, by the people. Well, guess what? The people don't want a government with people like you and Mitch McConnell in it. We don't want a country that has a political government where our party that's represents the people, the republic. We don't want people like Susan Collins involved.
And Trump help her, yes, too.
No, not Collins.
I meant a few, no, just her last time she ran. I thought
last time, yes. This time. Meant,
like, no shit.
But also,
she got what she needed out of him, and then she turned back into the rhino that we all know she is.
And I bring her up in particular because everybody thinks Cheney is the worst one. Cheney's not the worst one because Cheney was not in the picture when NAFTA was voted for.
No, her dad was, though.
Yes, but Liz was not. Susan Collins voted on NAFTA.
This is one of the few times in the world's history where, well, sins of the father.
Follow.
Sorry. You know, this is one of those, sorry, political stuff. It's not like you're suddenly 1,000. Like, look at all the people in the political world. How many of them are complete polar opposite of their parents in the political? None of them. Like, they'll just follow right in their footsteps, which is just as bad. Except she won't shoot you.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing I brought up. I told Taylor, I said, can you, when that commercial came on the other day for the first time we've seen it, because we don't watch anything with commercials very often, she goes, huh, he sounds like an idiot. Oh, yeah, he's corrupt. I said, but I don't know that. I said, guess what? He shot somebody and never even seen one day in the courtroom.
And neither was, you know, Alec Baldwin. Apparently, he's never going to either. I mean, even though now the FBI's even said, yeah, you had to pull the trigger for the gun to go off. Like, He's never going to
see. Well, we had this talk. We're not talking about something from the 1850s where it's got a hammer and everything and you got to do this, do that. We're not talking about that. I'm sorry. You're going to have to just suffer and suck it up, buddy.
You did it. All right.
No one asked you to be handsy with a gun before learning it.
I don't think they need to learn anything, but that's a whole nother story. I just know there's been a lot of rhinos that have been dispatched up to get back on topic so far. And sorry, I mean, they really aren't. They're just like, you know, what's their nuts? The Pelosi's of the world, but they ain't there to give a goddamn about any of us. Rhinos are pretty much Democrats, but they're just there to worry about themselves. Like Romney, like the Romneys of the world.
Yeah, they're all there.
I'm siding with God on this one. He told me, yeah, right. I bet you did. You keep telling yourself that. What you?
And another person I'd add to that list.
Greedy bastard. Toothless.
Old Cheney's buddy himself. George W. Don't leave him off that list because I've lost a lot of faith in that man over the last few years. Now, I didn't lose faith in him when he was necessarily president. I've lost my faith in him becoming out. Sorry, him coming out and becoming someone who is against the Republican Party sentiment, against the Republican Party constituents, which is people like you, me, my mother, other people that we know.
Hey, what can I say? Everyone, quote the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
He said it.
Everyone's got a price. And, well, most people are.
Never thought I'd see the day where him and Obama would stand on stage, shake hands, buddy buddies, and be agreeing on shit. And guess what? They are now, and I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Anyway. I'm sorry. That guy came in and ruined your policies, George. Killed men when you weren't killing men. And guess what? You shouldn't be standing on stage with him. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, you're the one that has the big list. I just got like words that you gave me.
Okay.
He loves to give me his list at like 11 o'clock at night and say, okay, see you in the morning. Like, thanks. I'll figure all this out in the next 10 minutes.
Since the website ain't loading, I'm not going to address it too much. But just know it was roughly 34% was the last difference I seen between Cheney and Habecker. I think that's how you pronounce her name, right? Habecker. Almost like Habecker. Anyways, carrying on. More from that state. Governor, we had Mark Gordon took the Republicans. And for governor on Democratic side, Livingston, she took that with 71% of the Democratic vote. Secretary of State, that was the other one. So the incumbent is the Democrat lady. I can't remember the name. Or not lady. Guy, I believe it was. Anyways, the Republican nomination went to Chuck Gray for Wyoming Secretary of State. Just to follow up, I'm just going to retouch just the candidates for the Republican Party or just candidates for the primaries from South Dakota because they did have some runoffs and they updated everything again yesterday. So
hate those things.
Yeah. South Dakota, U.S. Senate Republican, John Thune. South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem, South Dakota U.S. at large primary Dustin Johnson for U.S. House state or nope, those are state ones. I thought there was one more. Disregard, I read that. I thought there was a Senate one for them. So the one that went into the runoff though was. The governor one, I'm pretty sure.
No one's going to beat Kristi Noem.
Yeah, no. Fuck no. Then we also had two races for GOP candidacies in Alaska. One was for governor. They have a weird way of doing things. You'll see all three of these candidates again. Or three of the four candidates again, Mike Dunleavy, Les Guerra, and Bill Walker. You will see them again on the next ballot because the way they do their things up there, they don't have just one. They'll have the top three is what it sounds like from now on. And then because the votes were so many more to the top two candidates, there's only going to be two instead of three for the U.S. Senator, and that will be for the GOP side, Lisa Murkowski and Kelly Chewbacca. I'm going to tell you right now.
Carry on.
Kelly's going to win come the general election. She will not get beat out by Murkowski. Everybody hates Murkowski, and she's along the lines of the other chick, Susan Collins. She's right up that line, just an old rhino that just wants to screw people over, but make sure she gets everything from them. And then last but not least, for yesterday, we had Hawaii. For governor, Dim, we have Josh Green at 62.9% of the votes. For GOP governor, we had Duke Ayana at 49.6% of the votes. For U.S. senator, on the Dem side, we had Brian Schatz with 93.6% of the votes for the Democratic side. GOP, Bob McDermott, he took 39.6% of the votes for the GOP side. Lieutenant governor on Dem side, we had Sylvia Luke, took 36.2%. For the GOP side, we had Sewell Toupe, took 53.6, beating out Rob Burns.
Well, I don't try to pronounce names from the island. Way too many.
Yeah, they're not the easiest.
You actually have to pronounce every syllable.
Yeah.
They break it like Tua.
I'm sorry to anyone in Alaska, or not Alaska, Hawaii, that hears me mispronounce those names. Alaska, I'll probably get them. Hawaii, I can't. I suck at those. If I butchered it, I apologize in advance. Don't yell at us. Just tell us how to say it right.
Tua Tagovailoa. It's just.
Yeah, just.
Hey, people pronounce my name wrong all the time, too, so don't feel bad. They don't have an excuse to mess mine up. They just do. Yours is like people in Hawaii, but that's.
You know, for my simple, messed up brain to be able to pronounce as many different languages and dialects of names as I can, yeah. I feel pretty proud of that.
Oh. I answer. I get to some Brain's of those.
Not and, the greatest.
So I get to some of those and I go, ooh, yep, I'm just going to pronounce the first name. I'm going to go full VA. Jesse, hi. Second, I hear them. Yeah, that's me. Why? Well, it's me. Mr. Hi.
And then moving on from there, now we got the elections out of the way. I got my spiel about Susan Collins out of the way. You had the FBI. We have to bring that up. In the last week or two, you know, they've kind of made Chucky seem like the sanest, most correct person in the world for the last two decades. The sentiment was set when I was in high school in the FBI. All they've done since then is further, in my mind, and confirm in concrete the fact that they are the most corrupt law outfit in the country. Just putting that out there. Anyone that questions it, they should, one, learn how to read, and two, go back and start reading stuff on them. All the way back to the 20s.
That's when it started. Dude had files on everyone. Everyone. Every swinging dick in the country.
Mm-hmm.
All of them had secret files on everybody.
Exactly. And the worst part about it is all they are truly doing is they're taking every single individual in America that doesn't think as back country or out in the country woods type mentality as I like to think, because I'm sick and tired of the world. They're making every single people that's not like me further understand why guys like me go, hey, you cannot trust them. There's no honesty there. They do things that does not make sense. And it's not a Cardi thing either. They didn't release information about Clinton. They should have. Both Clintons. They didn't release information about Obama. They should have. That's wrong. They want to hide and corrupt shit about how they get information on Donald Trump. Well, that's wrong, too. And two, what does it end up doing? It backfires and bites them in the ass because the shit that they say isn't true. And that brings me back to the Clinton thing. No one can sit here and tell me anything that they're trying to say Trump did is as bad as what actually was proven of Hillary Clinton. And then if you really want to go deep into this, Hillary Clinton was never once brought up on charges for Benghazi. I'm just going to leave that there on Hillary Clinton because she's corrupt. But I find it funny. She never once got brought up on charges on anything, and she actually failed and made a freaking crime out of it.
Hey.
Just saying.
And all the other presidents took stuff out of the White House when they left. They, you know, they probably weren't supposed to, but, you know, I don't know, Jeffrey Epstein's, you know.
The sad part is she wasn't a president,
I meant her husband.
Oh, okay, yes, carry on.
You know, or everyone on Epstein's flight logs, you know, G-Lang, she had the list. What, cameras weren't allowed in the courtroom. She gave it up. We're not raiding them. Or, I don't know, Hillary with, never mind even Benghazi. Here's like, that's just dereliction of duty. How about the illegal server in her basement that got hacked by Russia that they got federal subpoenas to turn over that they whitewashed? And then James Comey exonerated her before they even started the investigation on her so she could run for president, even though she actually did commit like treason, and like they didn't go after her for that or the Maxwell stuff. Or how about FBI, how about the Fast and Furious thing under Obama? I mean, those guns that they gave to the cartels were only used to kill Border Patrol agents. I mean, that's not bad or anything. You know, like just, yeah, to name, you know, some big ones that they just let, oh no, I missed it. You know, like, here, can you look over there for a second?
Shucks.
You know, and everyone's like, oh, of course you are. It's like, no, really, what, if they can go after him for this and we still haven't seen the warrant, like all this stuff that I'm talking about has been proven in court and they're not going after one of them. But they conveniently managed to have enough proof from an insider information inside Mar-a-Lago that said someone from inside Mar-a-Lago sold them out. That one I have a hard time believing. And freedom of information, that warrant should have been released a long time ago.
With the affidavits.
So we could, but of course, you're not showing us any of it. What? And you're still stalling at this point. That pretty much proves.
Between them not showing the affidavits,
everything in
how long it took for Merrick Garland to go, yeah, we're going to do this. Those two things alone tell me that everything should be thrown in a garbage can. There should be a whole lot of firing happening.
Oh, no, there'll be
promotions, I'm sure.
I think we found what Trump's going to be doing for the next 2 years. Now he's going to sue the Fed. And at the rate they're going right now with how much they're not telling anyone, look how quick they've been to release all the other stuff that they allegedly had on them. What they're not doing nothing right now. He could sue them. If he'll win, what are they going to do then? I mean, he has enough ammunition for all the stuff they let slide that he's going to get. I mean, even if no matter what comes of it, he's going to get it all thrown out because, I mean, I just listed a few things where you can go, really, what this is wrote off.
Well, I mean, you can even look at it in the aspect of if you were just looking in our country at our president alone, what he did at the southern border, I don't care what anyone says. This isn't a policy thing.
Hunter's laptop
is illegal.
I'm just going back to Hunter's laptop. They've had that since before 2021.
Do it without talking about that.
I was just saying a quick what. They've had that thing for forever. They've done nothing, but they've gone after parents at PTA meetings. Like, that's actually a real thing that happened. There was a memo sent out about the parents at the PTA meetings. What, that's a real thing.
And Kevin McCarthy, kudos for wanting to stand up and address it. But listen, what he said, Merrick Garland, preserve your paperwork and clear your schedule. No, it shouldn't be just Merrick Garland. Should be Department of Justice and FBI. Preserve all paperwork for everything and clear all of your schedules. Don't start raiding people because it's going to change. That's what he should be saying. Because all it's going to do is when he says, oh, Merrick Garland, clear your schedule, preserve your papers, I look at it and go, yep, you're going to do nothing. You're going to do nothing. If you only go after him, you're doing nothing. Congrats, Kevin. Good job. You're fucking up already.
It's just a bigger problem. Yeah, it's just amazing that we're still having to have this conversation. They just keep going, of course you're defending Trump. No, I'm defending justice. Why? Because they have let a lot of people slide.
Yeah.
that are on just one side in particular. What, like, no matter what,
insider, I can have this argument without involving Trump.
Insider trading, you know, I mean, like everything that they do, and they all got their hands clean. The only reason I have to bring Trump in is because, well, they just went after Mar-a-Lago. Otherwise, like, how many times have they really?
I'm saying, for the people who say we're just defending him.
Well, I'm saying, like, we can keep him out of it, minus this. Like, we could have the Hunter's laptop and the Fast and Furious and Benghazi and the servers and
just keeps going.
But when
I can go back 20 decades and just keep going over and over and over and over and over.
The FBI spying on what's his name from Fox News during Obama's thing, when they were going after churches and, you know, conservative groups for their, you know, tax.
Well, they've went after Sean too.
For their, I know, their IRS tax code so that they can't be, you know, non-taxable, whatever the hell that thing is. Yeah. Like they've, the IRS only going after, yeah, groups on the, like, they've a long history of, in the last, they have a long history in the last 14 years. That's telling you enough about the country, like, of going after people that they don't like. Like, it's just the way they are.
There's no changing it. It's
nothing's
pathetic.
Nothing's going after Epstein. That sums up everything that everyone needs. Jeffrey Epstein's flight list is still completely fine. You know what that means? They actually don't give a shit about going after anything.
But that all, and I'm not trying to change the subject. I'm
the
going
information,
to.
The information was all there. And
that is
done.
A perfect way to go right into the next topic. Our corrupt FBI is so bad. It's right next to the next thing that's so bad. Our media in our country. And I bring that up because that covers the next topic, but it also covers something I want to point out that I have not seen once in the media since I was in the hospital when Bella was born. And anyone, not even Fox News. Anas Malik. Sorry. Yeah, Anas Malik. He is a news reporter overseas in the Middle East. He works for a company called WION, World is One News Network. Him and his team, 2 weekends ago, were abducted by the Taliban in Afghanistan, which we shit on and left a year ago. Our government sucks. Anyone that wants to argue that with me, let me know in a time and a place publicly, and we can have this argument, debate, whatever you want to call it. I'm there. I'm telling you, with every being in my body, that Anas Malik, I've seen the pictures of him and his crew, they were assaulted. A couple of them were beaten so bad their ribs were fucked up, if not permanently. I'm saying this because no one talks about it. Not here, not the UK, not Europe, anywhere, not down in Australia. Nobody's talking about it because they're all chicken shits. You really want to be truthful about this? The Taliban is the same Taliban they were 20-some years ago. Scratch it. No, they're better than they were 20-some years ago because now they have shit ton of money and equipment that's ours, a shit ton of technology that's ours, because our corrupt government is too stupid to think, oh, wait a minute, if we leave and their government collapses and their military collapses, the Taliban gets everything. Guess what? You gave that technology to them because you knew without the leadership of logic and logistics to think about that shit, it was going to happen no matter what. That's not the Afghanistan military's fault. That's our government's fault, and they know it. Secondly, our media, like I said, not covering him getting assaulted and his team, that is a dereliction of duty in any way, shape, or form. And to him and his family and his co-workers that got assaulted as well and their families, I wish you guys the best of luck and recovery. And I hope in some form, some way, somebody, even if it boils down to being Israel, puts a little bit of justice in there for people like him. Yeah. And the sad thing is he can't go back to his home workstation where he normally works out of and do anything differently because he has to deal with the same shit there. The only difference is in Afghanistan, he's dealing with the Afghanistan Taliban. And he goes to Pakistan where he normally works out of, he's dealing with the Pakistan Taliban there. So he's screwed either way. Sorry, I'm done talking about that shit now. I'm really sour about it. It hasn't been said. I've waited a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, and I've heard nothing. And I say that all, it brings up a good point and a good segue to say this. I seen something the other day. It's kind of old, but it's kind of like at some point you have to stand up to the bully or the dickhead in the room because An example of that would be everybody in the music industry for decades has been scared of one dude. One dude. And that's Suge Knight. He's a chicken shit. In my book, he's a massive chicken shit. Now, his corrupt bullying ways of doing things, there's only one person I know of that stood up to him besides Dr. Dre. One person. You know who that was? Akon. Eazy-E was set up. He didn't even stand to him. He was set up. That wasn't even a stand-up. He went there to deal business, and he got assaulted. That was a setup. Akon physically assaulted this some bitch in public at a bar and told him, I'm not your bitch. If somebody that I signed owes you money, we'll pay you the proper way. Don't ever approach me in public again, as he's holding him by his throat in public. Now, with that being said, that altercation ended in one of Suge Knight's dudes getting his ass beat the shit out of him, almost died, because he decided he was going to be a thug and pull a gun. All I'm saying is we can all learn something from Akon in that scenario. I'm only going to take so much shit before I tell you, go fuck off. And that's where all this boils back to, is the American people is getting to a point where they're like, we're only going to take so much more shit before we tell you to go fly a fucking kite, i.e. Liz Cheney. Carry on. I'll let you speak about Afghanistan now.
I got nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm just listening to you go on a, you know, on a tear. I'm saving my energy for next Friday.
Okay.
Next Friday is the year anniversary of the bombing at the airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saving.
Fair enough.
Saving that for next Friday and our beautiful commander-in-chief, you know, saying that we're going to hold everyone accountable and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, nothing's happened in a year. Except he checked his watch a few times. He did do that.
One more thing I think we have to touch before I get onto the last topic. I feel like we need to just bring this up because it talks about what we were saying the other day. Minnesota voting on a bill to make sure that when there's a layoff, white people go first, no matter merit, scholars, or ability.
Don't worry.
Just had to bring that up.
They're going to, you know, go down in flames. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's see. That makes more sense now. I was confused with Minnesota whites first layoff. So what the f- does that even, like, did that auto-correct him? Why? Because I'm almost confused. Takes this. See, he's nice enough. I give him notes days in advance. He gives me the notes like 8 hours early and is like ready to go. And I'm just trying to decipher Da Vinci's code.
Well, I just had him like scribbled down. I didn't really have him type.
I'm trying to get Da Vinci's code, you know, understood while trying to sleep. I mean, what the f- does all of this mean? There we go. Now it makes sense. God bless the USA.
And then. Yeah, I just think it's pretty corrupt that we're going to blame and say that we're so racist in this country. So our solution to making the racism go away and making life better is to take it, flip it, and make it so that whites are the most demonized group in the world. Let me tell you something, as somebody who is white, but not.
Kill racism with more racism. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. I'm going to leave that one. Yeah. You can't fix racism by creating racism on the people who supposedly are the racist people. Just saying.
Yeah. Sure you can. Well, you fight racism with more racism. Didn't you know that's going to make everything better?
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, shit. You didn't get that
those
memo?
Those jackasses.
You didn't get the... What? You didn't get the memo? Maybe I've watched Batman too many times.
And then my last topic, and I say it's kind of my last topic because it's going to take a few minutes. Russia, Ukraine. There's a few things. First things first, there's a couple Republicans and I think one Democrat I've heard say something about this. Why is all of the gear not there?
Didn't you know?
You've had well over a month, my friend.
Didn't you know?
I know how easy it is to get the shit over there.
No. It's a giant logistical headache to get, you know, stuff on a plane, on a, at an air, at a base. You know, it's hard to get it all right there to put onto cargo planes to then fly. I mean, you know, like, they don't do that every fucking day. That's very hard for them to, you know, I mean, not the people that are doing it now. They can't, I wouldn't trust them to run a bath. because they'd flood my house. They're that stupid. But I mean, you know, it's very hard to, you know, they can move thousands of us and planes and trucks and all that stuff.
Funny, huh?
They can't. No. Shit.
I can see a whole regiment moving it, a whole entire headquarters battalion of a regiment moving all in one shot in a World Airways plane, but yet we can't get some equipment over there. And I'm sorry. Nah. That's interesting.
Shit.
But with that being said, the weapons that have gotten there, they have now started their offensive. Hey, Russia, we want our shit back. Get the fuck out of Crimea. They won, bombed the living shit out of a weapons depot. And also in the Luhansk district, I think this was Monday or Sunday, the Wagner group that Russia uses over there, their mercenary group, their headquarters is completely gone.
I can respect that.
Kudos to Zelensky and his boys. They melted that some monkey. There's a big ass pile of shit there.
Well, he does love giant piles of shit.
And I know we said it earlier, but I'd say it again because our media sucks and they don't talk about it no more. They just like to start wars and not say anything else about it afterwards. Ukraine's not making like war changing efforts every day, but they are winning daily in the East.
They're going to keep doing it.
I think as long as the right people are involved and Zelensky doesn't fall into the whole U.S. political shenanigans that he could potentially fall into, which I see probably happening because my luck sucks.
Sooner or later, but it all happens.
Hopefully he doesn't. I mean, he's got a lot of people in his country that really know what it is to have nothing. I don't know. They might not let him fall there. Yeah. Anyways, that being
said, we're going to talk about Ukraine and Crimea. There's another great crime to go under the Obama people when they're just like, cool, take it. I'd have it. Yeah.
Well, not just that one. He let him take George.
I'm just saying. He's just like, go take it. Well, okay, he's only going to take that, but you're good. But
wasn't he the one that could have turned the tables on Georgia and had it actually get back out from under Russia? He was the last one that had the option to do that, and he didn't. That was 2008 or 2009, I believe.
Just saying.
No, I'm just saying. That's another one under Obama,
yeah,
Georgia.
They could have stopped all kinds of stuff. Stop crossing these red lines. They crossed the red lines. You just let them do it anyway. Yeah, who cares?
You know what's
you?
Funny, though? People can say what they want.
Marginalizing people.
You know who the last president to own their mistake was?
Bob Saget.
When it came to that shit, Ronald Reagan. Not Obama, not Bush, Ronald Reagan. Not Clinton, Ronald Reagan. He was the only one that said, yep, I screwed up in Grenada and regret it. He even admitted that. You don't see Obama out there going, man, I screwed up in Georgia. You don't see George Bush going there, man, I could have ended it before it started. I screwed up in Georgia. You don't see any of these people out there going, man, we really screwed up. You don't see Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton out there going, hey, man.
Well, in Joe Biden's defense, he doesn't
even know. Really messed up.
In Joe Biden's defense, he doesn't even know what they're talking about.
He was when all that went down. And he killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, do you think he actually remembered? Like,
oh, he don't remember now, probably no.
You
but
see
his
him
cronies
up there?
Do.
You see him up there? And literally doesn't look like he knows where the hell he is half the time.
But in the Luhansk district and in I've been looking at too many different maps lately. Both those two regions over there. What's the other one? It starts with a D. Donetsk region.
I've been reading.
That's what it is.
I've been reading the 1,800-page inflation reduction. Yeah. I've been looking at any maps. I've just been going, Jesus Christ.
Well, with that being said, I know that Ukraine, from what I've been reading and watching and trying to keep track of with no help from our own freaking medias in this country, what I've found is it seems like they have started with the river and they've been working from the river eastward, and then down at the south of the river, it looks like they've built up a little more and they're actually doing like a full-on sprawled out pushback. But it looks like they're literally going to go all the way down the river, clear everything off the river, everything west of the river, and once that's cleaned out, it looks like they're going to do a full push east. I could be wrong. I'm not
I haven't
military general. I can't say 100%, but common sense and the guy that can tell you on the ground, that's what I would think. That's what it looks like they're doing. That's one positive I'll give the Ukraine military over our military, is the people in charge of there clearly are guys that's been on the ground and understand what the hell's going on, because our military is not the same anymore. Our generals don't know shit when it comes to true on the ground. That stopped after Mattis. Boom.
And I sold out.
Yep. I'm sorry. Mattis was the last one. I don't like certain things he's done since then, but I will give the man all the credit due on this. He was the last true military general in combat.
Yeah. That's why Obama hated him so much. He didn't fit Obama's mold for how he wanted to do it. Yeah. Kill him. Okay, what? Nope. Got to get rid of this guy. Dangerous.
Because without people like him, look what happened in Afghanistan. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
No, whole thing. Forget it. Let's not even say Afghanistan. Look what happened at Bagram.
Yeah, I mean, coming up on a year.
You literally can win that conversation with look what happened at Bagram.
And they missed everything, which is just like months and months of like they're taking over territories, and they did nothing. And then they literally knew it was happening and waited until the last possible sec to try to get everyone out. Like, it just shows, again, military intelligence.
And I'd like to know exactly how many people that were not SIV applicants, American citizens, or American personnel came here during those liftouts. And then I want to know how many were left. Because I almost feel like had we took 10 seconds extra per person and said, hey, show me your physical documentation, you're going to know if it's legit or not by looking at it. I'm sorry. We learned how to do it. We learned how to know if a document was legit or not. We had to learn that shit before we went over. That was quite some time ago. Long before this. Technology-wise, we're talking generations ago. Technology-wise. And we understood it. What the fuck?
Hey. People, it's a dumber time, people. Like I wrote there, world of idiots and stupid people. It's amazing. That's really the one thing I wrote down besides all the stuff you told me you wanted to talk about. Was one sentence was a world of idiots and stupid people. Guess what, everyone? I had no idea all the idiots we were going to talk about, but no fitting. There we go. That's almost a title for a show right there. World of idiots and stupid people. Take that, world of outlaws. Why yep. World of idiots?
But I mean, I say that because I mean, you honestly can't go without saying this stuff anywhere. I mean, nobody talks about it. And when you look at it, it's all patterned. It's all patterned. I mean, Ukraine, anyone that actually thought our government itself, like our head up government, would do something different in Ukraine than they did in Afghanistan, well, you were mildly stupid. Because all the people involved with that were involved with Afghanistan. All the people involved with Afghanistan were involved with, well, Osama bin Laden, Benghazi, everything from pretty much 2008 till now.
Minus that four-year span where, well.
And that's another thing. Speaking of that four-year span, something that happened in that four-year span that was probably one of the best things ever going to happen in worldwide history since the 1900s is the Doha Agreement. Christianity countries and Arab countries coming together and signing agreements, treaties, trade agreement. Like, I'm sorry, Biden, Obama didn't do shit in his first 8 years. That one thing alone outdid everything else Obama did in his whole entire time in office. Huh. Joe, that one agreement did more than anything you did your whole entire time in politics. Huh. All 55,000 years of it.
Got people sworn to kill each other to get in the same room and
to come together to fight Iran and Afghanistan. What the hell?
Hey, idiots, stupid people.
And really honestly, if anyone really wanted to think about it, because you've heard these statements all over the last year from anywhere from the Afghanistan stuff to Ukraine, all this.
Peace accords weren't peace accords. Don't you watch the mainstream media? Like, we got them in the same damn room looking at each other. What?
That's peace. No one's threatening to stab nobody. Nobody's shooting anybody. And they're talking.
Shaking hands, touching. Like, but
peace.
Yeah, so you could try to listen to the media tell you whatever you want, but them even talking to one another is an act of God. It proves that there's something up there. That's what we all said would take to even get them to look at each other. And he got all of them right there. Except millions of people listened to the mainstream and, well, got told it wasn't even business meeting, anything. Like, read the fucking thing. It's not hard to find it.
Where I was going to go with
they're
that
on my phone.
Is everybody talks about this, that, and everything else. Okay.
And the bag of chips.
But to be truthfully honest, they've talked about when Ukraine happened, Afghanistan happened, oh, in a year, 2, 4 years, we're going to be in World War III. And when the Doha agreements were signed, oh, in 3 or 4 years, we'll be in World War III, blah, blah, blah. Well, I hate to break it to you, but the moment Russia and Iran backed Syria against Iraq, U.S. and Israel, that's a world war. I just wanted to point that out. I'm not saying I want a world war. I'm not by any means saying that. I have a daughter I would much rather spend my life with than have to say, fuck this, my government sucks. Now I'm going to have to go murder a shit ton of people because you people are fucking retarded. Because before something happens to where my daughter would be affected, that's what I would do. Before something happens to where my stepsons would be affected, that's what I would do. Because, well, that's what Americans do. Real Americans. My whole thing is, World War III started long before Ukraine happened. And anyone that does not see that, they're stupid. Stupid ain't even the word for it. Stupid's too nice. You need to start over. Because you can't look at it in any way, shape, or form and tell me that it didn't start long before Ukraine. I'm just saying. Everybody talks about it. Oh, we don't want this. We don't want this. Trump was always accused of the one that's going to be starting it. No, my friends. No, 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 no. If you really want to be technical, that started in 2012 or 13, I believe. That's when Russia started back in Syria. So Russia's been a state terror sponsor since 2012, and we don't give a shit. Now, all of a sudden, because they invaded Ukraine, where Hunter Biden's corrupt little ass did business, no offense to Ukrainian people, but there's some Ukrainian people that are got money. Hunter Biden did business with, and look at this. All of a sudden, now World War III is a possibility, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. Our government can fuck off. And so can all the idiots that say that Trump was going to start World War III when, truthfully, it was all along going to be O'Biden. Well, you know. Sorry, I'll leave that alone.
I got nothing. I'm just listening.
I'll go back to the first one. Wagner Group's gone.
Yeah, I'm just here for, you know. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Welcome, Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here to see if they'll actually let me put this on the actual YouTube channel. That's what I'm here for.
Probably not.
I have to put it back on my own personal one because they're dicks. And thankfully, we didn't mention that. So, yeah, this is all on you. I'm just here to tell you that everyone sucks. Everyone's going to continue to suck. And don't vote blue.
You know what? That guy that said it, I don't agree with why he said it, but he was honest. Everybody this year, you know what? You should. You should vote like your life does depend on it, because quite truthfully,
very well could.
Depend on how the next 2 years go, your life could very well depend on this election. To hell with the next presidential election. Your life could depend on this upcoming election. And I agree with that guy. You should vote like your life depends on it, because people in charge right now are trying to ruin your life.
Oh, and my last closing shout out will be all those people that say, yeah, they need to get 87,000 new IRS agents because they're going to keep going after, you know, so they can go after the 1%. What, they're going to come after all of us? To stop being so naive. They've already gone after.
All I can say to those people, and they already welcome had to third world, because we're about to be one.
They already had enough agents to take care of the whole 1% and do all their audits, because they all get audited every year. So they don't need 87,000 more to go after the people that they're already auditing every year because of how much money they make. So the government snoops into their shit, especially armed ones. And guess what? We don't have a tax the rich problem. We made in more tax revenue than ever before, year ever last year. And guess what? We still ran a deficit. We have, like I always said, a spending problem. We brought in more tax revenue than ever before last year. And yet we still went in the hole. It's not a taxing. Even if we tax the rich, but we'd still be in a hole. Why? Because we have a spending problem. Except we're the ones that have the spending problem because they're giving themselves a bigger raise out of the money that they already take from all of us to pay themselves while fisting us even harder and not giving us anything. Yep. Guess what?
I agree with that.
Their pay raise was actually over the inflation number. So they actually did get a pay raise. I personally took a 3% pay cut. While getting the biggest pay raise in VA history, I still took a pay cut. They didn't. We have a spending problem and they're worried about them goddamn selves. And I'm tired of hearing idiots on the left talking about it. No, but we made more money than ever last year.
A very large margin. Military and veterans make too much money though, but yet those guys get an increase in a year more than what most guys make.
Last pay raise they gave themselves was over double my whole entire income.
For the year.
And that was just the raise.
That's what I'm saying. Their raises are normally more than our yearly incomes. Yeah. Truthfully, I can say that about yours, mine, and most other veterans. Our incomes are usually half, if not less, than what their raises are.
They're already making way more than us. But that was my closing part. For everyone that likes to argue, and I see all my friends that are on the left, on the they're going after the rich. What, they already audit them every year?
Well, no.
They have enough people to audit the 1%.
They can restructure.
Why? Because they have to audit. You make a certain amount of money, you automatically get audited every year.
They can restructure their shit. We have a Fortune 500 grid.
They're looking at all of them already every year. What the fuck do they need? 87,000 more.
Exactly. Especially
people that are willing to carry a gun and shoot people if they have to. People don't know anything about it when you're on the side of that. They already audit them all, which means they already have enough employees to audit them all. You know, people like Hannah are still waiting on their tax returns to get done. Like, we need people that actually know what they're doing.
All they need to do is restructure the in-house shit. Because if they were smart, you have Fortune 500 companies. You take you already have 39,000 agents? Isn't that what it is now?
That was up.
Is it more than that now?
I thought it was way higher than that, but I could be wrong.
Okay, well, we'll say for sake of conversation, 40,000 agents then. Awesome. For simple numbers.
Well, so 40,000. Way over that.
We'll say 60,000. 80? Okay. We'll say 80,000. You have 80,000 agents, okay? Fortune 500 is 500 of the richest companies. One agent per company. That agent only works on that company. Okay? So there's 500 agents. You just took out of the picture. That leaves you 79,500 agents. All right? Now, you take each one of those agents per company and you divide them up by state. Okay, you put a building in the state capital, which you probably already have, most states do. Each one of those states, Fortune 500 agents, will work in those offices. Then you take and divvy up how many of the remaining agents you have. We need 5,000 here for enforcement, this, that, everything else, picking things up, moving things here, whatever. Liquidation of assets when they take things if somebody owes money or whatever. You can divvy them up that way. You don't need 87,000 more agents because that is going to turn us into a third world state. You're going to go and micromanage every single individual's money to the point where they can't even afford to live, which puts you in third world status.
And all these extra government jobs means more money that the tax dollars we don't have now has to go towards to pay six figures worth of new people pretty much on top of what they have. It's going to make us all this money. Not really. But if you're not finding anything now, what do you think you're going to suddenly... Guess what? One agent per company. You can give them 50 people to help them go through all the boxes of everything. What, you're still not going to find anything. Why? Because you already audit them every year. And just like every billionaire here in the state, guess what? You audit them every year.
All I was going to say, though, is if they plan on doing anything more aggressively than what they're doing already, our country's going to fold.
People are just going to do what they did before and dip out. Bye. And they take their companies with them. And We'll be, you know, it's called a recession.
When you make it to, you can't even earn money. It costs you money to go work. That's when you start losing your country. And I hate to say it, but we're kind of
there's no one there. No one can tell me like they're going to go after anyone. Yeah, unless you're hiding. So, like I hate to break like anyone that makes the argument. I got ran over. Guy that hit me didn't spend any time. I'm the one that got thrown up behind cars because of a pre-workout packet that field tested as meth, even though it's now come back that it was psychotic pre-workout. But I'm still the one that went to jail and got dealt with, and that's just on a local level. If the Fed wants to fist you.
That's where I was going to go with it.
The Fed's going to fist you.
All that we can hope is that if it doesn't change after this election.
Going to get rid of government jobs. Yay, Joe. But I'm going to turn them all to 87,000 FBI into 87,000 IRS agents. Yay, look, he's going to get rid of government wasteful jobs and then waste 87,000 more jobs on the IRS and buy $700,000 worth of ammunition, which I'm still trying to figure out what the hell the FBI needs $1 billion worth of ammunition. Still trying to figure that one out. I'm not allowed to have ammunition and guns, but you just bought a damn near $1 billion of it for IRS agents. That makes sense.
And this all boils back down to one thing. And I hate to say it because people can get mad and say, oh, you're just defending Trump. No, but he's right. Our government has gotten so bad that they need to do something to change their rhetoric. If they don't change their ways so the rhetoric changes, bad things are coming. People will get hurt. And I hate to say it like that because it's just true. And he's right. Have they not looked at third world countries like Sri Lanka that used to literally not that long ago not be a third world country?
All I know is 87,000. How about you give us like 87,000 new, VA doctors and nurses? How about you give us that? How about you put the money towards that so I don't have to wait like, 9 months for an appointment? How about you
give
us like.
Let's just not give us any more federal employees and build us a wall on the southern border.
Well, see, that would just cause no one's going to agree with that. But we,
I know, but I'm saying simple things to save
even,
our country.
Even idiots can agree that 87,000 more doctors and qualified doctors and healthcare people for the VA, considering the sorry state we are, still 22. But like, we could actually use that for that and get actual doctors and make it so I don't have to wait 9 months to see a urologist or, you could do things like that.
And also, I'm glad you brought that up. I just remembered something.
We can get
yesterday when they were signing that bill.
What bill? There's a bill?
Yeah, they were finally signing the inflation thing. Biden
The Inflation Reduction Act of 17,000
When
pages.
Joe Biden was signing that, if Joe Manchin gets COVID because of Jill Biden, I have zero remorse for you, buddy. That is called karma and God's way of saying you shouldn't have voted against the American people.
Especially in West Virginia, because they'll remember. Like, I guarantee he's a duck out of water. He's...
You got an oil pipeline. Congratulations. You just screwed the rest of those people's families in the whole entire state.
Yeah, because
they won't forget
what I've read. They're actually like tax increases and all this stuff. And if you're going to start taxing the corporations and the richies more that own the corporations, I don't know if you noticed this, but when they talked about the price of look, we're giving our employees more money. And then they raise the prices on everything. What do you think is going to happen? You take 50% of their bottom line. What? They're going to raise the prices on everything again because they don't give a fuck about us. They care about one thing, profit margins.
Well, I'm just going to say this.
Look at where we are now.
The break we got last summer.
When COVID went up. I mean, when price of employment went up after COVID to get people to go back to work, you do realize where we are right now price-wise on everything. Do you think that's coincidental that we made it so people started making like $15 to go work at Taco Bell and or anywhere else, and now the price of everything is tripled, doubled in some instances, there's a reason for that. And if we charge them that much in taxes and everything else, it's going to get worse. Because if they didn't notice this your whole life, corporations don't care about you.
Exactly.
There's a reason they all have. There's a reason they have private jets and vacation islands and $1 billion getaways, corporate getaways while the price of everything goes up, because they don't care about you. They will lay you off to have a machine do your job tomorrow as long as they'll keep making money. They don't give a shit about. They'll send all the jobs overseas to make all the shit like they already have NAFTA and everything else. They don't care about. I care more about you. They're Americans than they ever could, because I don't want money. I just want the world to not be so stupid anymore. That's what I want. Money doesn't buy you happiness. Money turns you into a bigger asshole. Like steroids. If you're already an asshole and you take steroids, it's not roid rage. Yeah. You're just going to be a bigger dick. If you're a nice person, you're going to be a nice person on steroids. If you're an asshole, well, you're just going to be a super asshole. I've heard enough people use steroids say it. And you go from a dick to a dick squared. You're just an even bigger dick.
There you go. Well, I also want to, so we can't go without saying this. The break that we got last summer as it ended and we went into fall and winter, the prices, everything came down a few percent. This winter ended when the spring started going up consistently, and it just kept going up. And then everybody's talking about, oh, the energy prices have come down a little bit. Okay, congrats. It's came down to $389 here. $389. This shit's all going to get stupid again. And when it does get stupid again, guess what? This year they're already telling you there will be no breaks in cost for anything this fall. Nothing's coming down in price. It's going to keep going up and up and up. There's nothing you can do. It's not changing.
Nope. And all the people, when she said there, and all Joe and Kamala and all the defending them, when they said there's no inflation in the country last month, you realize it was still at 8.5%, right?
Like, yeah. They could say anyone that can look at the month over month and not say, oh, well, that doesn't mean shit compared to the year over year.
Like, look, it didn't. Wow, it didn't go up last month. Woo-hoo, it's still, what, 7 points higher than it was last year? 6-7 points over where it was this
7.1.
time. 7.1. Yeah, where it was, like, we had no one flew out because it didn't go up for the wow, because, yeah, the number is still the number, guys. Like, you could try to spin that however you want. Like, last time I checked, the price of everything is still up way a percent.
It's no different than a pile of horse shit. It's no different than a pile of cow shit. All of it has that little white speck on top. You know what that still fucking is?
Shit.
Shit.
Yeah, that's...
Congrats. You had a one month-to-month period where it didn't raise from month-to-month, but that month is still 8.5%.
Last time I checked, it's not at 0%.
Year before.
Last time I checked, it's still at 0. It's not at 0%, which means we have this thing called...
Inflation.
Inflation.
Yep. Agreed.
I know. Call me crazy. I know. I am. Fucking deal with it. Everyone else has to deal with it. You can too. For you know, you can. I'm always here.
Yep.
To help with all that. That seems like a beautiful let-off spot.
Oh, also, one more thing. Positive note. Kudos to Top Gun Maverick.
I don't like people.
After
one
12
more thing.
Weeks, they're still on the top, towards the top four, three or four of the list in revenue.
No.
Brand new movie came out last weekend. Brad Pitt, I think it was. And he barely beat Top Gun after 12 weeks.
Yeah, you know, it's I'm not gonna
just
watch
showing it up.
Tom Cruise creeps me out.
Hey, it's the sentiment.
He's a cult leader, mother. I mean,
He's ousted.
I don't care. He's still.
He's not there no more. He's not welcome. He don't want nothing to do with him. He's ousted.
He's still involved in that cult for far too long. Did far too many terrible things and got away with it. So I think he's a dirk. And really, it's just his movies. I don't know. There's just some, I just look at him. I'm just like the 90s burst. And then I just like calm down. Like Interview with the Vampire, I'll watch that. Days of Thunder, I'll watch that. I don't know why I brought up Interview with the Vampire because they're redoing it. It's like they're redoing everything.
But I'm just saying, I like Days of Thunder.
I like
that movie. I like Top Gun. I like Top Gun.
I like headbutting people.
I don't necessarily like a lot of the other movies here and there in between. I did. Oh, I'll take it back. I did like, what's the one he did with Jack Nicholson? That's Officer and Gentleman. A Few Good Men. I like that movie.
That was a good one.
I also like Jerry Maguire. I know other people didn't, but I liked it. I thought it was kind of funny. I also like Rain Man. The dude's got great movies. Now, after Jerry Maguire, there was a period where I think his brain was gone. I think he was being drugged at that Scientology group. That's just my thing. I've always thought they were a cult. Just my opinion. I've read their books. I've read a lot of their stuff to try to understand just what exactly they work like. I still don't understand it. I still think It don't make sense. Just putting that out there. But Tom Cruise, I like his movies.
Okay. Inflation is
I just want to give him kudos.
That's where I'm leaving it. For the week. Leave it short and sweet. So, follow it wherever you are. Again, see if it's on the Jesse Rosinski Show. I might be able to post it on there. I'll find out very shortly in about 15 minutes. But enjoy each other. Enjoy your week. We'll be back next week. And until then, peace.
Peace.